The second annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in Fayetteville begins at noon tomorrow, but there wouldn't be a second parade if Don Brown and his friends hadn't helped organize the first one last year. Earlier this week, Don stopped by the Firm and Garner Performance Studio along with Richie McCusker and Carol Witter, two musicians participating in this weekend's festivities. During their visit, Don told Kyle Kellums and I a little more about the short history of the event.
Last year, some friends of mine were sitting around and we were talking, and it dawned on us that St. Patrick's Day fell on Saturday. And so I said, why don't we do anything in Fayetteville for St. Patrick's Day? I can't believe all these towns around Arkansas and the United States do such a good job. And so the three of us put our heads together and our backs and started putting it all together. 3 weeks and 20 entries and about 250 people on the street. They had a parade for what it was worth. So
what did you learn in that first year that you've applied to the second year?
Well, you know, what was really funny about it, Kyle, was that I went home after the parade, and I thought, well, nice, that was a lot of fun, and kind of really had put it aside. And almost to the next day, I started getting calls and emails and Facebook messages and what have you, saying, hey, this was so much fun. We got to do it. We got to do it bigger. We got to do some more. And people started contacting me, like Carol Witter and Richie McCusker. And next thing I know, we have more than a parade. We have a celebration on our hands, and it's really going to be a lot of fun. I'm so excited.
All right, we're going to find out more about the celebration in a few minutes. Let's bring Carol and Richie in here. True, you made contact after you heard about the first-year parade?
Yes. And Richie is the one who contacted me, so maybe you can say.
Yeah, so, well, this past few years, we've actually gone down to Eureka Springs for St. Patrick's Day weekend, and I didn't know that there was anything happening here in Fayetteville last year. Came back, saw a few things on Facebook and on the Fayetteville Flyer about it, and I contacted the Fayetteville Flyer to get more information, and they put me in touch with Don. So I just reached out to Don and said, if you need my efforts and help trying to do anything for next year, let me know. So we've been in touch by email for about a year now, and we've never actually met until today before the show. The busy lives will lead.
So why the decision for you two to join in, and why did the decision to do it again? I mean, was it last year you're like, oh, it would be fun, but is it daunting this year knowing that you're kind of the guy in charge because people started calling you, wanting this, wanting to be bigger, wanting to be better?
Well, I've been involved in a lot of different things in Fayetteville, the Mardi Gras for several years, different things. I love festivals by nature, and so this was just a lot of fun. And when, you know, you see something like this with such a tremendous response, I mean, overwhelming response, I just think you ought to go with it. Everybody had such a great time. And I'm hoping that's what we'll have again this year.
A couple years ago, I started having a regular Irish circle every third Saturday. And in the past, probably for the past 10 years, we've had various groups try to have Irish sessions in different parts of town, but they were never on a regular basis. And so there's little pockets of Irish musicians, but they've never connected. So what we decided to do is have a regular session every third Saturday, and eventually people start hearing about it, and of course we put it on the announcements on KUAF, and also a lady named Donna Jean Glasgow, who's a whistle player and a piano teacher, she started a Facebook page called Northwest Arkansas Celtic Musicians. And so that was just another way to be visible, just for us to connect. And so I was excited this year that we're finally starting to connect with each other.
What will the two of you be doing as part of the celebration?
So I'm an accordion player. So following the parade on Saturday, we're going to be playing music at 1:30 outside the square. So we'll be there for about an hour or so. And then Saturday night, the Northside Rotary Club are hosting a fundraiser in the garden room. And again, we'll be playing music there as well.
When you first contacted Don, did you contact him by email or did you call?
By email.
Because I was going to say, if he called, you'd say, whatever you want to do, right? I mean,
sure.
There's a legitimacy here.
Yeah,
to the,
yeah.
You are obviously not a Northwest Arkansas native.
No, not a Northwest Arkansas native at all. I've been living here for just over 3 years now. So I'm from a small little place in County Armagh. My wife is from Fayetteville, Arkansas. So I've known her for about 10 years now. I guess you can say I knew how to call the hogs before I knew what the hogs actually were. I met Joanna in Edinburgh about 10 years ago, and I've been living here for 3 and married for 2.5, so yeah.
we're going to have a sample of a jig, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to ask you each, though, quickly about your instruments that you've brought with you. Can you give me a little?
Okay. I have a little two-row button Irish accordion, and that's what most traditional accordion players play in Ireland, and it's tuned a certain way just for Irish music, and it's called a diatonic accordion. It's kind of like a harmonica. You know, you can only play certain notes on it. And so, and Richie has a piano accordion.
Yeah, I play the piano accordion, and I don't know how long mine's been around. It was handed down to me from a cousin, and before my cousin, it was handed down to her from an uncle. So it's been around for quite a while.
Have you guys known how to play those since you were young? Because they always looked, I don't know anything about them, but they've always looked very complicated.
Yeah, I was 7 when I got my first accordion. Yeah.
And I always call this my midlife crisis instrument. I was originally a bass and piano player and studied classical music mainly. But when my daughters went off to college, I got interested in world music. And because of my heritage, I'm half Irish, I got very interested in different button boxes. And so in Ireland, that's very much a traditional instrument of Ireland. So I just gravitated towards it.
I'm going to ask this, knowing that I grew up in a part of the world, the Ozarks, where people have preconceived ideas and sometimes think we're more quaint here than reality. But there is this idea that there are all these young people in Ireland, especially rural Ireland, who are playing music all the time.
Well, that's the true for me, for the lifestyle that I grew up with. My grandfather actually was one of 9 brothers, and they all played traditional Irish music together, and they toured all over England and the States as well. They've played in Carnegie Hall. So my dad is 1 of 7, and each one of them play an instrument. And between those 7, there's 19 cousins, and most of us all play something. So I did grow up with that. And, you know, when I was 12, 13, 14, I was hanging out in a local pub on a Friday night playing traditional Irish music with aunts and uncles and local neighbors who played music also.
Thank you for not dispelling that. Thank you for reinforcing my image. Well, what would you like to play for us?
Well, I think we will try to play Saddle the Pony, which is a little jig, and then followed by Kesh Jig.
Okay.
And usually we're playing this with 7 musicians.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, so it's kind of, we're missing our rhythm section, so we'll see if this works or not.
Okay, Don, let's go back to the celebration. Take us through Saturday. What's going to happen?
Okay, well, what will happen beginning Saturday morning, all the participants in the parade, which are we're closing in on about 50 different entries right now, from police and fire to civic organizations to the traditional floats and silliness and stuff like that. They'll all start mustering over here behind the Campbell Bell Building parking lot about 11 o'clock and sharply at noon, because that's our permit, we will roll. And so we'll go out around the square, go down East Street to Dixon, and then we'll come down the hill and we'll end down at the Hog Hoss Walton Arts Center area. And that'll be about it. And I think that the Ozark Highlanders Pipe Band is worried about that distance and having to blow those pipes for that
long. Sure.
I told them not to worry. They could walk as long as they wanted to. From there, what we're going to do, and the ones the parade disperses, is, of course, Carol and Richie and their crew will have everybody at the town center in front and playing their wonderful music, and the McCafferty Irish dancers are going to be there to join them. I think that's going to be a tremendous show in itself. Then after that, I think there are several bars down on Dixon Street that intend to have a green beer crawl of some kind. I know Jose's and Infusions, I know, are openly out there going to attract people in. So it ought to be a wonderful afternoon. And then that night, the Northside Rotary is going to have what they call St. Patty's by Northside, which is their annual fundraiser, and they chose St. Patrick's today. I think they kind of caught the fever, too, and decided that would be a wonderful time for them to do that. And basically, they're going to have Carol and their guys there again playing their music. They've got some local craft beer makers that are going to be handing out samples, and they're going to have plenty of food, and it's open to the public, and it's their way of supporting their charities. So it'll be a great day. And then, of course, I think all the bars on Dixon Street come Sunday have their traditional pub crawl ready to go.
Because Sunday is the official.
That's right. Exactly.
The St. Patrick's Day Parade in Fayetteville will begin tomorrow at noon. The parade will start at the downtown square before heading west on Dixon Street toward the Walton Arts Center. For more information, visit our website, OzarksAtLarge.com.